This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So this will sound a little bit different for you off the jump here, because this is not how it was supposed to be. Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan. The guys are en route to Studio B at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville. If anybody is going down that same track, you were aware of how horrific the traffic is out that way. So the guys who left well over an hour ago before 1 p.m., still not there yet. So we will try to carry the ship here through the first 15 or so minutes. And hopefully by then, they are set to go. Intern Jack is thrown into the fire. He's hopping right on the board. Normally, he's not stepping in until the first hour or so is in. Maybe one of those guys will call in. You can chime in too at 412-928-9370. So that's Mike Tomlin there from today, stating that pretty much the same load of guys will not play in that second preseason game against Tampa Bay. And we may see some of them in the joint practice a little bit later on today at Acrisure Stadium. That will be happening or starting in just a little bit. I oddly have to disagree here with what Mike Tomlin's strategy is in this preseason game. I would play some of these guys. I wouldn't play, I mean, Hayward's obviously not going to play given everything that's going on there. Chris Boswell not going to play with everything going on there. I wouldn't play TJ Watt. I wouldn't play guys that are veterans on this roster who have been here for a while. Because the Steelers happen to have a lot of guys that are veterans, but it's their first rodeo in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey. I know he's been kind of dealing with something, but there is a handful, Jonnu Smith, another one. There's a handful of guys that are veterans. They've been around the block. Aaron Rodgers is a 20-plus year pro. They've done this once or twice, but they haven't done it with the Steelers. And to me, I think even though that risk of injury is there, that's something to always be afraid of. The risk of injury is there in practice. It's also there in the joint practice. We saw Aaron Rodgers get stepped on the other day. We've seen guys get hurt in practice all the time. Roman Wilson got hurt in practice last season. That pretty much ended his season. Russell Wilson got injured pushing a sled last season. So I don't mind having the guys dip their toes in the water when it comes to the preseason. I would rather see guys that are more conjoined, ready to go by the time we get to week one in New York, a game where we know Aaron Rodgers will have a chip on his shoulder. And maybe by the time we reach next Thursday, a week from now, the Steelers preseason finale in Carolina, maybe that is when Mike Tomlin decides to unleash the hounds. That is his starting unit. But I wouldn't really hold my breath on that. This seemed to be the right time to do it. That middle preseason game, that's normally treated, remember when there were four, that gets treated like the second or third preseason game, and that final one is where you rarely see any of the really important guys on your roster. I wouldn't play these guys a lot, maybe just one drive. I wouldn't even care if Aaron Rodgers didn't throw a pass. He could hand the ball off three times. They could go three and out. Just some way to go through the motion and go through the mindset of what a game day will be like. Try to gel at least a little bit with your offense. Work on little things. Work on the cadence. Work on things in game that you can't always mimic in practice. And I know Rodgers has been a strong supporter of the joint practice. He said as much last week. But with a new team, I would feel better about the Steelers going into week one if we at least saw a drive with Aaron Rodgers at QB, with most of the guys in place. The offensive line will pretty much be in place like it was last week, and they looked pretty good. Maybe Jaylen Warren. The tight ends are kind of getting a pass here. Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith. We're not seeing DK Metcalf. Maybe they should keep him in bubble wrap because the wide receiver two situation is pretty similar to what it was last year. But I wouldn't mind at least allowing these guys to dip their toes in the water, get a drive or two in them on both sides, and then get them out of there. Yeah, there's risk of injury. There's risk of injury today. The joint practice, there's absolutely risk of injury. There's going to be some pads cracking. Maybe the quarterbacks will be safer. Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, those guys will likely be safe. But otherwise, the joint practice, the intensity is always fairly high. 412-928-9370. So I'm in favor of at least playing these guys a little bit. That won't happen on Saturday. Maybe it happens in the final preseason game. But what say you? 412-928-9370. And look at this. Out on the road, not yet to Studio B, our pal Malzi. Malzi, are you almost to the destination?
I'm 3 minutes away. This is an absolute disgrace. Pony made a better move in tight traffic here on the on 22. We're both stuck at the same red light. I weaved through. It was like coming out of a caution flag. Bill Steinbach, if you're listening somewhere, caution flags were lifted. And I was zooming up the parkway. I don't even care that I'm saying that on the air and possibly was breaking several speeding laws. And then Pony made a great maneuver around a semi-truck once we exited the highway. He was right behind me. He outdrafted me here. Just disgrace. Absolute disgrace. They had the Squirrel Hill tunnels both shut, Donnie. I'm sorry. I know you're talking about who should play and who shouldn't play. This is ridiculous. I got in the car and said I'd be here at like 1:53. That's plenty of time in radio land. It got all the way to 2:20. On my GPS, because apparently not even Google can account for how backwards all the roads are around here.
That's horrific. And what? So, okay, so about 2 minutes? Two minutes you guys will be there?
Yes, Pony's getting off the ramp about 300 yards ahead of me, and I've been in the car for over an hour. If I were driving to a golf course in Ohio after my 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. show, like Starkey might, I'd already be there by now. I'd be on the second tee box. This is it's a first world problem, Donnie. Let me tell you that much. It is, but like it still is annoying as hell. I don't even know what they're doing at the Squirrel Hill tunnels. It's one of those classic bits where you can't even see an accident that would have snarled things. They're just shutting lanes down for the hell of it.
Yeah, I never really know what they're doing. Any time that they work on
but you know
that
what?
Kind of stuff.
I hope that our boss Content Craig is happy with this. Okay, because this is just. This is A-plus primo content, so I'm sure he's going to send PennDOT a thank you letter for all this.
Oh, I'm sure people are loving it. Well, Malzi, be safe in the final 60 seconds, and we will hopefully hear from you guys in the next 10 minutes.
Thank you, Donnie. Goodbye.
There he goes. We have a couple others on the line and a couple other legends that call in here often. I know one guy who's not a Mike Tomlin fan. We will start with him. That's our pal Lou in Staten Island. Haven't heard from you in a while, Lou. It's football season, though, buddy.
Hey, Don. Good to hear you, man. Yeah, how's your summer going? Has it been going okay?
Yeah, it's flying by, that's for sure. Already in mid-August.
Yeah, you know what? Somebody was busting your chops at me that you were in Staten Island at a wedding and you didn't call me. And I was like, wait, he doesn't even have my number. How is he going to call me?
It wasn't for a wedding. We did go there for a weekend. My fiance has a good friend that lives there. But yeah, we were there. This was back in March. But
yeah, it was a ways back. But there's not much going on here as far as nightlife. So I wouldn't have had much to give you. I just would have told you to go to Brooklyn or maybe Manhattan. But
well, what's up, Lou?
Let's talk some Steeler football. It's been a while. I haven't called in a while. I've been paying attention, obviously. And listen, when you have all these new parts, right? The wide receiver, the offensive line, with Jones playing his position, and Faitano coming back, and you would think they play a little bit in the preseason. I mean, freaking Tom Brady played in the preseason, you know? So I don't get that. Mahomes played last week too, didn't he? I mean, worrying about injury doesn't make any sense to me, especially when you have new players. But Don, what's your prediction for the team for the year? I didn't hear that. What do you think they're going to do?
Well, Lou, I appreciate the call as always. We're looking forward to hearing from you frequently throughout the season. I think it's going to be similar to last year record-wise. I think I'll toss them an extra win. I'll say 11-6. I do think they will be a playoff team again. I don't know if I'm sold on the playoff win. We will see who they match up with there, but if I have to really go out on a limb, I will say they finally break that code, but I'm not very confident in saying that. But Lou, you also bring up some good points there. There are several star quarterbacks around the league that have been with their teams for almost a decade at this point. Patrick Mahomes, he plays in the preseason. Josh Allen plays in the preseason. I mean, those guys are cream of the crop. Joe Burrow played in the preseason last week. Those are three of the best quarterbacks in football. Aaron Rodgers has been with the Steelers for 5 minutes. He hasn't played a game with them. He's practiced with them a few times. That's it. It still can't really mimic the game action.
As we sit here today, excited about the opportunity for those that do play. Opportunity to take a step forward, particularly those that are in their first NFL experience, man, it's reasonable to expect those guys to make a dramatic step between first experience and second experience. Guys like Caleb Johnson and others, man, we expect to really take a step and show growth and more importantly, let their talent show.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We have made it to Palatial Studio B, Bowser Chevy. It is no fault of the tremendous staff here and the great people behind the scenes at the Fan who have built this state-of-the-art studio. It has everything to do with the Squirrel Hill Tunnel just out of nowhere shutting down both lanes, even though there wasn't an accident and there wasn't scheduled construction. I have said for a long time, I tell Amanda this constantly. When I found out about her, when we were on a dating app together, if I found out she lived in Monroeville, no way. We would not be married right now. I would honestly rather have a pen pal that I had phone sex with in Vietnam than date somebody who lives on the other side of the Squirrel Hill Tunnel.
I didn't think you were going to go to that length.
Murraysville, Monroeville.
Might as well not exist.
You guys are out of the mix.
It was a big scandal in my family when I bought my first house in 2014, and it was technically
in the South Hills.
Well, Carnegie, you have to cross a river to get to it. My North Hills family said, what are you doing? I might as well have moved to Cleveland. Some people listening probably feeling like I should have done that, but I hear you.
How do people do it every day?
That's one of the things.
If you got to do double tunnel
and bridge, one of the things you and I we're lucky. I like to think both of us understand how fortunate we are to have the job we have and like how fun it is.
Okay,
working specifically from 2 to 6, one of the things we just do not deal with in this city is traffic.
You're right.
We just don't.
But every time we come out here lately, we do deal with this.
And so I feel almost bad because here I am bitching and moaning about it. And there are people in their cars. And I guess this is why what we do, people appreciate it, are being entertained by us talking while they're sitting in that every day. So salute to all of you who have to sit through this to make the city run at much more important jobs.
And I thought Donnie did a tremendous job of setting the scene for the show.
Oh, he was silky smooth.
We have Mike Tomlin getting everybody ready for preseason game number 2. And you heard him in that clip coming back. He volunteered Caleb Johnson's name. He was not asked. That was before he said, I'll pause and open it up for questions, as he said for 19 years. He just volunteered. He's expecting more from Johnson. Of all the guys for this game on Saturday, because he's going to handle it the same exact way as preseason game number 1, the player who he has picked to put on notice is Caleb Johnson. And I think that's because for, you know, whatever Steelers fan or Steelers media wants to make an excuse for Johnson, I think Tomlin was unimpressed. I think Tomlin went into that game expecting more, and the cut-ups and the film breakdown back it up. There were running lanes, there were holes, and the guy didn't take advantage of it.
I was going to say, he definitely would have seen the cut-ups, because I did not go back and watch the individual plays at first, and when you told me, hey, you might want to reevaluate your Caleb Johnson grade, once I did see them, I was like, oh yeah, this looks like the bad version of Najee Harris.
And if he thought it was the offensive line's fault, No. He would have singled him out today. So to me, Right now, you know, if there's winners and losers every preseason, every training camp, one of the winners right now, I think, is Jaylen Warren.
100%.
Because it doesn't sound like Johnson exactly aced the test in training camp of pass protecting and picking up rushers, that he did not come out of that like it, with a great grade, with flying colors, A+ put on the refrigerator. So he did that. He didn't blow you away as a runner. He's running out of time to eat into that playing time. And not only that, Chris, I'll do you one better. I think Arthur Smith likes him. I think Tomlin likes him. I know the front office likes him. I think Gainwell's going to play. So Johnson went from a guy, because you're in these, you know, sophisticated deep fantasy football drafts, he went from being a guy that's like, oh, he's got a shot to be the man in Pittsburgh, I'm going to stash him on my team. At this very moment, I would bet under on like 300 rushing yards for him this year.
He's got to show up.
Warren's going to have to get hurt
way,
or fumble his balls off, which we've seen him do occasionally.
I was going to say, we've seen him do. Gainwell's not an every down back. He's a third down back, and he's a good one, too. In the right offense, he can be really good.
He's a Mueldy Moore type.
Sure. Waltzing Mueldy. But I think Johnson's going to have a monster game, honestly, to earn some of their trust back. I think they're holding him to a high standard. It kind of gives you a window into why Tomlin was probably tired of having Najee Harris around and certainly didn't block his exit from town, because they saw a lot of the same stuff on these cut-ups. Funny you should ask about these deep dynasty leagues. I was offered Caleb Johnson in a six-man trade.
Oh.
You know, 3-3, and I said no, and part of the reason was because I wasn't
sure. No way,
sure,
Jose.
I wasn't sure about Caleb Johnson.
Here is Mr. Old School with us. Hello, Old School.
Hey guys, how's it going, man?
How was Donnie start to the show? We were fighting traffic. You heard him open. How did
you,
it sound?
Yeah, before you heard me call in and hijack a couple of minutes.
You're a legend on this station. Did he pass the test? Did he pass muster?
Man, Donnie was amazing. He gave us an idea of what happened to you guys. And for those of us who were stuck in traffic like you were, we could relate to it. So he did an amazing job. And then his first question out the box was a good question to ask, and about the preseason games. And I'm going to give you all one name that changed my mind about preseason games: Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett went crazy in the preseason, and we stunk coming out the gate with him. And so, to me, I don't put a whole lot of stock in preseason. I think I put more stock now in the scrimmages, and I see that even with Cam Ward. Cam Ward went off his first game. He played the scrimmage against Tampa Bay, and they ate his lunch. And so, you know, I think there's a lot to say about the scrimmages for the first team. I'm just glad that the first team offensive line is playing all the games. That's what I wanted to gel.
But my question is, like, so you would give Caleb Johnson a free pass? Because it doesn't sound like Tomlin is.
Oh, no. He needs to play as well. But I don't count him as a first-team player. I'm talking about, I don't need to see Warren. I don't need to see any of those guys. I want to see the line. I want to see Caleb Johnson. I want to see Jack, the guy from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Sawyer, yeah, I want to see these guys because we're going to be called. They're going to be called on because at the end of the day, they got to play.
School, that's Sawyer might become more important sooner rather than later if this Alex Highsmith injury lingers for a while. These soft tissue things. We know he's missed time before because of stuff like this in this general vicinity, their hamstring or groin. So Sawyer might become a guy you're focusing on sooner rather than later. Pony, I like
you, Mr. Old School.
Yeah, always a good caller and always a reliable. Donnie, if he had said that you were a little shaky, I would have actually taken that like it was Craig telling you because he's a loyal listener with a discerning palate. Or ear, if you want to call it that.
By the way, Kenny's talking right now about how he's turned the corner.
In what way?
I think on everything.
Injury.
Life.
Ability to play football at this level.
Turned the corner, he just told Browns reporters.
How about the Browns are getting all their quarterbacks hurt when they're not even supposed to be touched? We got Sanders with the oblique and everything else. But quickly, I want to give like an actual just thought on what Mr. Old School said. I think if you have a young quarterback, I do think it is a massive pitfall to kind of fall into preseason results because of the vanilla schemes. But if you're looking at a running back, like, sorry, if your offensive line's opening holes, you can judge them on how they're like winning physical battles. You know what I mean? Working cohesively.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're a running back, being able to spot where the hole is forming and hit that spot and get 4 or 5 yards instead of cutting it back the wrong way or going in for one, yeah, two, or no yards, that's real. That's preseason or regular season. That translates, in my opinion.
I will give Johnson the nerves pass. Like, I'm telling you what
speed of the game and stuff like that.
I'm telling you what I saw. I'm telling you that I didn't like it. I'm telling you what he looked like. But that doesn't mean he's going to be that guy. Like, I'm not going to base his entire career off of just one game. So, okay, like, you got all the butterflies out of your system. It's your first NFL game, in air quotes. But you can't go out and do it again. You can't make it a pattern. Maybe you were nervous. You were anxious. It's a step up in competition from college to even a preseason game. But if it happens again, then I do think some alarm bells go off because I think they did draft him to be an instant contributor. I don't think it's a long play. I don't think it's, you know.
They didn't draft him to be the guy necessarily who takes 300 carries this year.
Third-round running backs can be 1,000-yard rushers.
Fifth-round running back can be what did Kyron Williams
just
get?
Well, look what Bucky Irving did for the Bucks last year. He saved their season, and that's who they're practicing
the Steelers,
right now.
The Steelers, I think, have had for a while this idea that unless it's a first-round pick, in some ways it's hard to break into the lineup. But Bell was a contributor right away. Obviously, he's a second-round pick. Yes, third-round picks across the
NFL. So was Kendrell.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bell.
Sure.
You know, I think it's possible, and I'm going to stress this, this is the fan in me. I think it's possible this offseason they go after maybe not the star of stars on that free agent market, but they go out and get at least one name that we wouldn't have dreamed about 10 years ago.
Wow.
I'm stressing it. This is my opinion. I think it's possible. I'm just watching what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to what they say, but watching what they do more than that, he's no doubt he's pared payroll, had to make some moves in his estimation to bring that payroll down now, and I believe to build it back up in the off season.
You can listen to us whenever you want, and we really do encourage that. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Those watching on YouTube, hello. We're at beautiful Studio B, so that's why you don't see our faces, or in this case, Malzie's bald head. Occasionally, Craig Riley will come down here and join us, and then our fan listeners on their viewers will start to rip him for his appearance and not really taking his job seriously.
If he wants to get here before the end of the show, he should probably leave now.
That was Greg Brown saying that he thinks the Pirates will make at least one move in free agency we would not have dreamed about 10 years ago. And talked about pairing payroll and saving now to spend later. Save a dollar today to spend $2 tomorrow is pretty much what he said. And you heard my reaction live when he said it. We are all, I think, I don't want to always put words in your mouth, Malzie or Donnie's, but I think we're all of the opinion we have to see it to believe it. None of us are going to predict that. Starkey and Zangrilli went back and forth on this audio. Joe played it. Dan reacted. And Dan started dreaming big. Mm. Dan started throwing names like Bo Bichette out there and Toronto having a big year. Blue Jays shocking everybody. Picked to finish last in the AL East. They're in first place. Bichette, the son of Dante Bichette, the former Rocky, a big reason why, middle infielder. And so Dan floated that name out to Joe, and this was Joe's reaction to that.
But what kind of move?
Right.
Bo Bichette is projected to get a $200 million salary.
Right.
If that happens here, I'll do 10 shows in my underwear.
Oh, boy.
You will?
Yes. A $200 million deal from
Mark
Bob Nutting?
Mark that down, Austin.
10 shows in his underwear.
Man,
if he wants to threaten the Pirates to not make the move, he just did. Not that they needed any encouraging or any prodding.
Correct.
Which I think we could technically get away with.
Joe doing the show that way?
Even with YouTube. Like, I think if he went in there.
Just in his tidy whiteies.
Obviously, you don't want him roaming the hallways because that's going to make people uncomfortable.
It's going to be like Will Ferrell in Old School.
But I think if he just stayed in studio, does Odyssey Pittsburgh have a rule that says you have to have a shirt on at work?
I don't think so, because they probably do.
But he's taken the shirt off before.
I know, but he's not kept
his shirt off.
And twirled
it around his head and made
that could be thought of
his
as a
yippy noises.
In the throes of celebration, like a moment of insanity that just kept repeating itself. Bo Bichette is projected to get, if it's a $200 million contract, his market value on SpotTrack is $21.1 million. I feel like he would probably get paid more than that.
I also think it's funny that went right to the idea that you think Joe wears underwear and not boxers. You think he's just wearing the old school?
It's a funnier visual if it's like Will Ferrell in Old School wearing the tidy whiteies.
I agree with that, but what do you actually think that's the direction he goes with
this? This is
going to
shock you, Pony. I've never really stopped to consider, for the record, whether Joe is a boxers or briefs guy.
Well, he did say underwear himself.
When somebody says underwear, so that's a good point. When somebody says underwear, do you assume they're wearing tidy whiteies?
Yeah,
because I think if you're wearing boxers, you say I'm wearing boxers.
Yeah.
Two different things.
I'll do it in my boxers because you never wear underwear.
Right.
I also didn't have it. Joe is a free spirit, as you know.
Putting him mildly.
I thought it was possible that he was a free balling guy.
No.
Yeah.
Think about all the days you'd wear jeans and the pitfalls of that.
Like zipping himself in it?
Just generally. Yeah. Denim in general, not a great mix.
Fair enough. And also he's so like germophobic that the idea of there not being a layer of protection between the thing he is like, yes, the jean is between the chair, whatever he's sitting on.
But nothing's between himself and the jean.
Yeah, I think Joe would want the extra layer of protection now that I think about this.
Now, college-age Joe would just be he'd be vowing to do shows clothed.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Like, did something change in him as a human where he went from this guy that would, like, ride bikes around his neighborhood naked and he would party for 24 straight hours, too?
This doesn't exactly take Dick Tracy to figure out here.
he stopped, he quit drinking.
But so but
Joe was Joe I, would be a bit of a wild
no,
man.
No, I understand that, Chris. But what I'm asking is, when before Joe got drunk in college, the days he was sober before he got okay. drunk in college.
Yes.
So for like those few hours, he was a germaphobe, and then as soon as he started getting drunk, his inhibitions and everything else went away. Is that what you're implying?
I think there's a chance for that. Yeah, I think he might have enjoyed the inhibitions going away because I think he's also a very anxious person by nature. And so you get a few Jenny creams in him. He coats his stomach in olive oil because he thinks that's going to help him.
Because I feel
more.
Like,
and then the next thing you know, you snap your fingers. He's riding naked on a unicycle.
Because I feel like with me sometimes, if you're an anxious person sober, you just become a more anxious person buzzed.
I think if it's marijuana, yeah. But I think for some people, it's like a drink will relax them. I think that's kind of why it ends up happening that way. Yeah.
But I thought booze was a depressant.
Yeah, wouldn't that slow things down and anxiety would speed things up?
But it would make you sad.
No. Depressant means like slows down bodily functions, whereas like...
You don't think it makes you sad at all?
I mean, it can. I mean, it's the opposite of cocaine, isn't it? I would imagine. Having never done cocaine, I would imagine that they're kind of opposite ends of that spectrum.
I mean, two just mouthful statements, what Brownie said and then what Joe is threatening to do if it actually happens. But he feels like he can throw things out there like that because he knows that they're not going to ever do a move like that.
I mean, okay, so Kyle Tucker, I'm just going by market value to play this little game, and we're only talking position players. Do you feel like that's fair because they have the ace pitcher?
Yeah, why would they invest big money in pitchers?
I mean, that would just be a little, still be making the team better, but he'd be redundant. Kyle Tucker, market value, $41 million. Goodbye. He's somewhere else for a monster deal.
Yes, Brownie did say it wouldn't be the star of stars. Okay, so he's talking about Tucker.
He's the star of stars.
Yep.
Okay, he's going to hit it big. Bichette's a year younger, is the next highest projected market value guy as a position player. He is 21.1. Josh Naylor is a first baseman. He's 28, $16 million. Marcelo Zuna, who's in his mid-30s, he doesn't fit the bill. This is the one
because he's going to sign a short-term contract.
Sure. He's going to be a
he's
guy
gonna make a lot of money over. Well, maybe not.
He might
a
sign
lot.
Like a 2-year deal for like $40 million.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, the next, and this is what frustrates me about this. If you're playing this game on Spot Track like I was to try to get to the bottom of it, the next name you come to is Luis Arise,
who's a singles hitter.
Who is, I think, like in this era of baseball, in what GMs and what teams, like the numbers guys,
he
tell
hits
you
for
is
no
important.
Power.
He is like a devalued player. Do you want to know what Luis Arise's WAR is this year? He is a man who's hitting 289, which for him is well below his career average. He's OPSing 60 points below his career
average.
Well,
then I don't think they would take him.
He's a one WAR player right now.
Yeah.
The guy is a back-to-back-to-back batting champion who is honestly, in my opinion, pretty devalued in the way modern baseball is played. I would hope they wouldn't take him. I would feel like that'd be a disaster.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.